on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
The welcome overnight precipitation Tuesday brought less than an inch of rain, but caused no significant damage in town. Police say a vehicle heading northbound on Coast Highway in heavy early morning rain struck a curb and rolled over onto its roof. The 20-year-old driver from San Clemente escaped harm. Police say no alcohol or drugs were involved. And the rain let loose rocks in the 600 block of North Coast Highway, quickly cleaned up by Public Works. And water use by South Coast Water District customers has dropped so precipitously that officials are changing the rules, allowing landscape watering twice a week instead of only once a week until November. That's the local news today, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. Let's look outside the bubble. Facebook might finally give users the ability to dislike things. During a question and answer session streamed live on Facebook on Tuesday, Mark Zuckerberg said the company was testing alternatives to the like button. He said police have asked about the dislike button for many years. Today is the day I actually get to say we're working on it. Now, he did say, though, that it might not be a dislike button. It might be more like I empathize with you button.
No, they should do a dislike button. It would make everything much more, can I use a long word? Egalitarian.
Wow.
Yep. I used it, I said it, and you can't take it back once you've said it. But you can't unring that bell.
They don't want Facebook a place where you control others. Meaning, if there's somebody who's just widely disliked, right now, if you look at their Facebook profile, it's full of a bunch of pictures and statuses that have no likes on it. Mm. That's an unpopular person on Facebook. Mm. That person would become someone with a bunch of dislikes.
I'll tell you something. I've posted some stuff before that's been controversial. And I'm a little bit sensitive. I have to be honest. I think most people are. And if you disliked it, if I got enough dislikes, I might think twice about posting it again. That kind of thing.
So you would see that as a positive?
I don't know, because then again, that stops. I don't know. And as I'm saying it, I'm thinking, well, maybe that's not very democratic, because now I'm feeling pressure of the group not to post stuff that I believe in. So it's controversial, isn't it? Yeah.
The real issue, I think, for Facebook posting is when you post something awful. My grandmother died. A hurricane just destroyed my house.
Okay.
And you have no option to comment. You can comment or you can simply like the stuff. But no one's going to like it. So the button that he's trying to create is, I understand what you're going through right now button. That's what it should say.
Is that all right? He's not posting like a post-political thing.
Right.
And you dislike it.
And I disagree. I don't think that's what it is. It's a, I feel for you. That's, in my opinion, what they're going for.
Oh, I see. So it's not really a dislike button at all. It's got nothing to do with it.
No, it's not going
to
say dislike. Zuckerberg admitted that yesterday. We don't know what it's going to say, but it's not going to say dislike.
I empathize with you.
Right.
Who cares?
An empathy button.
Oh, that's right. You're supposed to care. That's what that's all about. The like button does happen, though, doesn't it? You post a picture of your dead grandma, and people like it.
No, thank you, actually.
But you know what I mean. You know what I'm trying to say.
But it feels weird to like that status.
It does. It feels looks strange. Like, you liked it. My cat died yesterday. Dink.
Congrats.
Like.
All right, let's look at around the world news this morning. Tuna and mackerel populations have suffered a catastrophic decline of nearly three quarters in the last 40 years, according to new research. The Zoological Society of London found that numbers of the Scombridae family of fish, which also includes bonito, fell by 74% between 1970 and 2012. The conservation charity warned that we face losing species critical to human food security unless drastic action is taken to halt overfishing and other threats to marine life. More partnerships between private sector fishing fleets and governments are being called for in order to conserve stocks.
There's a cultural difference. If you ask people here, pick a fish, tuna or mackerel. Pick a fish.
Oh, tuna. I hardly know what mackerel is.
Yeah, always get. But mackerel's a fabulous fish.
Yeah.
And it's quite cheap in Europe.
How come we don't see much? Is it an Atlantic?
I don't know. It's an oily fish. It's a tasty fish. It's not like it's not a taco fish. It's an oily fish. You have it with pickles.
I can't remember the last time I had mackerel.
We have it a lot. We like it.
Well, anyway, you might not have it ever again. So stop fishing so much.
I'm shaking my fist right
everyone.
Now.
In music news this morning, a music company's demand that YouTube take down a 29-second home video of two children dancing to a song by Prince backfired Monday when a federal appeals court used the case to make it harder for copyright holders to act against brief, non-commercial uses of their material. The law requires copyright holders to consider fair use before sending a takedown notification, and those that fail to do so can be held liable for damages. That was a 3-0 ruling, the first on the issue by any appeals court. This is a big deal.
I know,
did you follow all that?
Yeah, I did. It's a big deal, and yet it's really boring, isn't it?
Yes, but here's what, let me explain it. Here's what it means. It means that at this point, and this affects me personally, because all the time I'll post a video of a live performance we do in the studio,
yeah,
or something with a song in the background, and immediately YouTube will send you an email and say, you violated a copyright, yeah, claim, we detected music in your video.
It happens to us all the
it's
time.
It's gone. Yeah. However, this is saying that they cannot be so strict on that. That the law really says you have to consider fair use. If it's a small use of something, it doesn't require permission from the artist. These are great things. It's a win for YouTube, in my opinion.
Yeah.